You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ Kingflo.
I'm immaculate with the pen. I'm so accurate, it's a sin. Come have a threesome with this Mac. She just ratchet or hit your friend.
DJ
I'm back
King
in this
Flo.
Bitch again. I've been trapping from 6 to 10. I'm in the kitchen, whipping up, cooking crack. Then I hit the gym, I
Mixtape
do them both well. Now watch as I float away in my boat sail. Them haters choking from deep throat and rotting my coattail. I smoke L's and beat up rappers. Then watch me post bell and won't tell shit. See, this how a brick of that dope smell. Potent as fuck, set up shop, open shit up. It ain't a beverage when I say we was putting coke in the truck. Look, I hope you can duck, cause I put the scope in the tuck. And I'm shooting from every angle till you get multiple cuts. Tell these rappers I'm in my bag. I know they shook. I wrote the book, so this chapter is getting bad. Shit is autobiographic. I crafted to get the cash. 1-1, I guess I'm cut from a fat with that what they had.
Watching Cleo, not Patrick, but Miss Latifah.
Queen.
Maybe that's the reason my stature is like a diva. Queen,
DJ
everywhere
King
I want to be accurately like a visa. I always had some love for Amoni, but wasn't Lisa.
Mix
when I used to watch the box through the spots to speckle my TV. Waiting for the drops that was popping, coming from TLC. B.I.G. repetitively playing inside my tape decks. Number 2 pencil nearby was always a safe bet. X across my belly, my hunger had a sincere feel. If I ruled the world was a thought I'm sharing with Lauryn Hill. My beat would be in the trucks where the ghetto boys be smoking weed, my mind's playing tricks on me. Could have been the victim to the beast in these streets if I fucked around. But being born into a brand of a newbie and slowed me down. Now I'm out here going stupid cause Cupid done fucked around. Had me fall in love with music curated from a sound.
What I've been in love with, yo, it ain't been much that's above this. Besides the famine, though, it ain't many passionate subjects. Before I knew this, get you cash in a massive abundance. I'm watching the boxing, yo, MTV raps, yeah, I want this. My compass to arrive me there. Before I had the law track suits and feel I wear, I just wanted the rhyming mirror. Pretending mama's hairbrush was the mic I tear up. Playing my older brother's tapes that I swiped and cherish. Youngin' with lyrics, I'm biting from Coogee rap. Road to the Riches was my vocal movie, you could say that. Before I knew cocaine, crack, or heroin addicts, I scribbled in notepads my verse off beats from Illmatic. Fanatic and understatement, savage high debatement. My tape deck playing Nas, Big L and half a mil. Back when your pen had to spill, Pathfinder, I grabbed the wheel. Blessed from Quest and your coke, let's bring them that classic feel.
I wonder where this culture be if it didn't exist. From all the vinyls, the cassettes, and the digital discs. A special shout out to the legends who still in the mix. Even the ones I grew up bumping like Twista and Tip. I don't know where I'd be, even still to this day. If it wasn't for Eazy-E and N.W.A. Stretching by Beatle, Fat Five, Freddie, and Sway. Hip-hop ain't what it used to be, is what people would say. I beg to differ, cause I rock with the goats of today. Even the Power 3, J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake. I might go to the trap, even fuck with some drill. Depending on what type of vibe or what mood that I'm in. I might rock with some Dilla, J. Elect, or some Doom. Then I go to some Tech, Nine Bone Thugs, and them too. I'm just speaking my truth, from the streets to the booth. If I can't say a right, I know it.
DJ King Flo.
I've been locked down the streets like Mooch. You about to stop now? I used to ride around the town like I got
Mixtape
clowns.
Mixtape Addict.
Wanna cover my house like surround sound. You can leave me underwater, I would not drown. The streets are circus clowns, the one think it's worth it. Until they leaning in the hearse and shorty sold the purses. His mama making the dinner, she frying chicken perfect. In the midst of a tragedy, hope she find a purpose. Cause when you lose something major, all you feel is worthless. She only wake up in the morning just to close the curtains. She don't deserve it. I'ma make the drama nervous when the trauma surface. Looking like Barack Obama got a murder. That's how we handle it out there, it's like the Secret Service. If a dumb nigga speak it, then it can really hurt us. That's why most niggas beefing should really flip a burger. Yeah, yo, you wanna know what my life's like? Hand on the wheel when it's still, I'm at the stoplight. Ride past niggas is bad, I need a nice life. Yeah, yo, I shine brighter in the night light. Yeah, yo, you wanna know what my life's like? Hand on the wheel when it's still, I'm at the stoplight. Ride past niggas, it's bad, I need a nice life. Yo, shine bright, 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 bright.
The song from the soul, let it rise from the tone.
DJ King Flo.
Ray Dio for unsung hero, riding in the Rigo, trying to stay legal.
Mixtape Addict.
Dog fights under stars bright. Stars, stripes, justice blind. Still she swears she saw the light, it's all life. Hard type of strife that we sifting through. Still the devil bring it live to your living room. Online, digital, the hardline criminal. Behind the scene, the machine pump the miserable. Cynical, One world indivisible, I in the pinnacle, lying the minotaur, giant emits a roar. Born in the midst of war, I'm roaring a crystal form. Beast with a pistol drawn, die when a missile soar. Listen on, lessons leak through the speakers. Speak through the ether and build on as teachers. We adding on so Babylon can't defeat us. Stay close to heaters, dodge police heat seekers. Streets need us, tainted wisdom in the last days. Knowledge born from blood roaches in the ashtrays.
I sing the song from the soul. Let it rise from the tone.
This is street radio for unsung heroes.
From the streets to the sky, we let the soul fly. Ain't never see the bottom, cause we build it so high. From the streets to the sky, we let the soul fly. Ain't never see the bottom, cause we build it so high.
DJ King Flow.
There's no tomorrow.
Mixtape,
take me back to when I conjured up the virus. I'll need the Necronomicon, some candles and papyrus. I'm going back in time again. This is like the fifth attempt. Mission is to stop myself from something that I will invent. People that I work for built themselves a time machine. The present life they live in sucks. Solutions is what I can bring. Trained for purposes like this. Time travel fascinates. Father time just masturbates while all you guys procrastinate. First version of me went back in time when my mom and dad had not met. The second worked the hospital where I was born but not kept. Adoption's what my folks did. I ended up a cokehead. My grades in school were hopeless, but biology was dope as number three would try to step in. For all the lives are threatened, hire Zeppelin. Number four would hire me for bioweapons. Number five is I the last. I rewrote the past, like the past, like the ass. Time machines, I could crash, man, it's useless luck. Damn, I fucked the future up. Number zero knows my luck, I'll find him, cause him I can trust. It's like I've lost my faculties. Cyborgs after me, am I going insane? Cause my reflexes talking back at me. I know what happened, my product, cause when I proved the sky could fall, it happened right when night would fall. Only trust what I could call a friend. See the asteroids from the future, I destroyed. A second chance is very rare, if God exists, I'll ask him for it. Keep it close, I'm hit, double cross, exposed and lit. I'm not the type that won't commit, sniper scope was so legit, I took the shot but chose to miss. Think it's cause I saw myself, the laws of time are so specific, cause I'm not supposed to miss. Never get as close as this to end myself. I chose to tell myself to help myself for help itself. I hope it sells itself like science fiction off the shelf. I bother wrote myself to find wisdom over self. Listen man, I know the wealth these people promised you could help. You achieved the dream yourself, evil genius, be yourself. You built this mean machine yourself, listen close to kill yourself. Something deep inside prevents me, guys that sent me once you dead. Trust me, you won't die as gently if you don't heed the voice. Morning, son. Driven by the force in you, you're forced to do some awful things. Except what you was born to do, so kill the world, hard to kill. Change the future's odds and will the future's clearly hard to kill. The truth is still the hardest part for me to swallow.
Yo, Cardo,
Onyx here. DJ King,
just throw your flags in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
Mix it,
and if you came to rap with the kings of rap, somebody say, oh yeah.
Like a goddamn skater. Onyx is the master of the hip hop hardcore. Flipping on a competition like we doing parkour. We bringing a rap straight from the Kremlin. We got the whole Russia rocking Timberlands. We run with the Russians. Beating on the drums and I ain't talking about percussions. Attacking the ball heads coming from Queens, New York. We go hard cause rappers like a string sports. We go hard cause rappers like a string sports. We go hard cause rappers like a string sports. We go hard cause rappers like a string sports.
It's to get here. Some things can't be taught. Ask Cardo, they know the hip hop is a sport. And you can find it on VK. Watch it on replay. If you break dance or DJ, this probably in your DNA.
Mixtape,
you want a skateboard, kick scooter, be a Lex. Be a Rough Rider, act like you're DMX. Show the whole world why you can't install a pole. Give them everything, give them your heart and soul. For the win, money and a sponsor. And for Katie, watch you turn into a monster. If you the best at what you do, prove it. Put your Nikes on, you better do it.
Just throw your flags in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you came to rock with the kings of rap, somebody say, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
raw flesh with street life, Gilgamesh. Authentic when we flex, I'm grimy in the projects. Drinking paper bag to back, listening to frequent sirens passing by my old duplex. And I ask myself, who's the victim of harassment? Next, I grew up in beaters, watching dad write bounce checks. So I'm quick to straight dismember and elitist skull convex. It's looking really bleak, fuck these rappers got complex. Not one single drop of enemies blood saved. The fucking brothers grim linked up with unscathed. Ripping through your speakers, hitting faces with sharp glades. Now your head is hanging off your shoulders in a dumb way. Pretty sure that's not how you wanna spend a Sunday. Straight gore fest, swing my Riddick sword through your man's chest. Oblique is possessed.
Unscathed here, we doing shit different this time. It's really a trip now.
TJ King Flow,
look,
mixtape addict.
I'm ripping your face off like I smoke meth after sniffing an 8-ball. It's no test, I smash a bit and break y'all. Get so wrecked, your happiness a great fall. Yeah. You lack it, ain't smart, the fool is weak. Mom. You'll risk yourself against a crooked beast. People piss themselves when they look at me. Ain't a bit of help, never could be free. Nah. I'm squishing beats like I'm making risotto. There's no telling the state of tomorrow.
There's not.
That's why your bones sweating, there's no betting. But you should dodge, the blade is so sharp though. You'll get hit, man, like your brain is a barcode. Beheaded with shit pants, your fame in a dark hole. Coming here was a really stupid step.
It was.
Get cut in here, it's a quadruple threat.
Now who on the fuck so I can bust when I cuss?
It's the unseen, pull a string.
Talk the talk, walk the walk.
DJ King Flow.
Time to blast off, pull the mask off, call the task force, PMD, back to the future, and let the Astros. The only music they thought wouldn't last, but it's still here. Hip-hop, I tell you straight up, now stand clear. I'm a B-boy, proud of the fact that I'm an MC. Rock shows, we run DMC, Public Enemy. You kidding me? Fans going wild, how the frenzy be? Since I dropped Strictly Business with the E-double. Since a youngin', always kept the fresh flows coming. Kept my beats hardcore with the funk bumping. Braggadocious style, y'all don't wanna hear nothing. Thinking back to the Def Jam days, the real MCs, no frontin'.
But I want y'all to know one thing. When it comes to something we say, if you down with hip-hop, then let it be known. Watch your mouth, better yet, hold your tongue.
Just a helicopter crashing in the burbs. You ain't got skills, I pop the stills. You bitch niggas, you got the chill. And I don't wanna listen to your demo. That shit's whack, fuck that, I'm pissing on your demo. This that real shit, keep alive until we dead, man. I dare you to come on the dark side, you think you rap, man? Def Jam turned out to be a death scam. They say we sold 2 mil, I know we sold 20. Universe, where the fuck the rest of my money? From Queens, where niggas sold crack for business. Me and Paris making dollars, we back. Black Benz pulling out.
But I want y'all to know one thing.
When it comes to something we say,
if you down with it, let it be known.
Watch your mouth, better yet, hold your tongue.
But I want y'all to know one thing.
When it comes to something we say.
Whoa. Whoa.
DJ King Flow.
I'm a top shotter who drop dollars and pop collars. You ain't talking about top dollar, do not holler. Niggas can't move us, but nah, we not squatters. They mad cause we fly and niggas cannot swat us. Get a toe to head from bottom to top spotter. Them window shoppers ain't really gon' cop nada. My dog told me give him the word and shots follow. I let him off the leash like Nino's Rockwaller. You know I got power, your shorty got hot shower. Catch her trying to leave like Tasha shot Lala. The bitch not Mala and nigga, you not Allah. Y'all both meet the creator, his first name not Tyler. The blink like a magic stick, yo top walla. Roof going, drain Snoop in a drop holler. Screaming, let me ride, them youngins got diabolic. They will leave your whip leaning like they pop hydraulics. None of my ops valid, they singing the cops ballads. None of them want beef, they ordered a chop salad. Cause how the fuck you niggas got brolic but not solid? And be trying to pull cars like we don't got wallets. Like how do niggas not in the jungle talk to Wallace? How is these grown ass men acting childish? How is these bum ass niggas speaking with stylists? When I was so fly, it made my bitch a stylist. They can't stop us from scoring, they gotta foul us. Can't stop us from scoring. Hey, we met at a pop gala, I call her the top scholar. She come and drop knowledge like she from a top college.
DJ King Flow.
Everything brand new.
Everything brand new.
Everything brand, brand new. Everything brand new. Everything but brand new. This money not, cause it's money I got and it's money I get. Money I flip, you down with cash, me out click. And we can take round trips, flights back and forth, east, west, south, or north. Mommy be a goon to count for me to make sure our rap don't come up short when we transport. You know what? From bus stations, docks, and airports. Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Everything but brand new. We gon' get this money, baby. We gon' spend this money later. We gon' go, go, money crazy. And we gon' buy everything brand new. Brand new. We gon' get this money, baby. We gon' spend this money later.
DJ King Flow.
I stay deep in the grind. For real.
Pulling down the balaclava, Duke, I'm mentally sick. Driven by revenge, rolling up on your TikTok click. I'm loaded like the Alibaba, zooming your bitch. She'll bust it down on command, putting grapes to my lips. I'm 12 steps ahead, like a rigged chess game. I'm a man comprised of focus based on honor and pain. 5 minutes from now, you'll be slumped in the rain. From the antifreeze injected right into your veins. A beautiful occasion, systematic home invasion, leaving every mind touched with a morbid inspiration. Bleak Lord L&J, a deadly competition, corrupting vast minds of a whole new generation. I'm ripping fucking axes out the gate like dying fetus. Bad for your health, thickened blood like diabetes. You can fucking try hard, but you will never be this. Built from the ground up, gang supremo, evil genius.
I stay deep. In the grind, cause I got it.
See me coming, I start running.
Motor competition for real. I stay deep in the grind, cause I got it.
See me coming, I start running.
Motor competition for real.
Down and dirty war, relentless. Urban gorillas, we in the trenches. Don't get caught slipping in defenseless. Tunnels under the hood, we in the trenches. Down in dirty war, relentless. Urban gorillas, we in the trenches. Don't get caught slipping in defenseless. Tunnels under the hood, we in the trenches.
Savage is steady, I'm battle ready. Ravage the petty, ravenous rhyme. I'm rhyming the daily, manly, finest designer. I'm a splinter cell, black op. Ninja from out the backdrop. Entering, get your back shot. Nigga, that's when the axe drops.
Yeah.
A old man from the trenches in muddy camouflage. My hands are hard and solid as snake. Escaping Zanzibar, the man in large. Stomping the yard, will rip your man apart. Dismantle y'all like alcohol. Serve the way I handle bars. The illest spitter, silver back, gorilla nigga. The realest killers are pillin' back to kill him quick. Now fuck around and find out I'm for real. I had your body rotting out in the field, cause this here is trench warfare.
Yeah, it's Beetleborg, streets is Venusaur. Bring the torch, bitch, I'll eat your corpse up like a xenomorph. Supreme Lord, evil spawn features on the Reaper sword. Feed my demon horse, the spirit's force as the legion swarm. It's vacancy, it got sarcophagus. Nazarene zombie fest, space marine rocket ships, apocalypse. Song 4, what you thought the song's for? It's hardcore, not Star Wars. Now chop your fucking arm off. Exile, I'm MJ, a whole different breed. Ninja slash and Lin Kuei, this the coldest regime. And Benny's whipped out, got MK Ultra regime. Spitting acid like it's MK Ultimate 3. Come on.
Down in dirty war, relentless. Urban gorillas, we in the trenches. Don't get caught slipping in defenseless. Tunnel, we in the trenches.
Even though a nigga lyrical, I keep gat, scratch off the cereal.
DJ King Flow.
I got a trunk full of material. I hit the kitchen and perform miracles.
Mixtape, man.
Fuck who you bore here with you. Your family gonna be planning for your burial.
Oh, man.
You pussy, get a venereal. Play around with us, I'm double daring.
I dare you.
Man. This shit with me and Cassie start yesterday. You know the resume, this shit could flip a Chevrolet.
Cause everybody know death is one step away. If I pull a can out on you, it's not pepper spray.
Copy, but a nigga got me upset today. Heckler spray, I'm on his bitch ass like a negligee. I'm on point, so don't cross me like the letter A. Play your cards right or get cut like a deck today. I put over 100 grand on my neck today. I'm trying to get a check. This chess, not checker play.
It's not a game, so my name you should never say. Bullets ain't got no name, so don't get led astray.
Oh, man. Even though a nigga lyrical, I keep gat. Scratch off the cereal.
Oh, man.
I got a trunk full of material. I hit the kitchen and perform miracles.
DJ King Flow. Grab the phone, yo, I think it's for you. False idol still ain't doing nothing for you.
Mixtape addict.
Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Take his head off and then repeat after me that. Now, your house is where I'll be at. Mom's spaghetti. Yo, the weight of a king's crown is awful heavy. Yo, I'm calm and ready. Got distracted. The killer brought the wrong machete. Moving in these gritty streets. Yo, I'm calm and ready. Y'all can't clone him. Y'all can't stone him. Y'all can't put him 6 feet in the ground. Y'all can't hold him. Gonna bounce back. He's gonna count stacks. Lives in that castle cause he's count. Track what? Eastwood, if you couldn't, he could. Distribute that mad product out in each hood. On a movie set, Alec Baldwin just shot you.
Damn.
If Sherlock Holmes getting called in, they got you. Open the door, don't be afraid. I ain't trying to hurt you. I ain't trying to murk you. I ain't trying to work you. I'm just trying to get you to vote for the right guy. The same dude who lied to you's got a glass eye. The rent's due, you looking at me like the landlord. I'm that awkward feeling that you get when dad calls.
Hey, Dad.
Grab the phone, yo, I think it's for you. False idol still ain't doing nothing for you. Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? I ain't doing nothing about it by myself. I ain't paying kidnappers a penny of this wealth.
Damien Grove on these Hollywood clones. Programmed in droves. Secret rooms hidden under homes.
DJ King
by a bookshelf, a pile of bones. Secret ordeals, planned disasters, black flag, oil and
mixtape
gold.
Addict.
The Federal Reserve has got you hung from a rope while you're watching scripted news like a sad lost dope. And pedophile priest got protection from the Pope. So I sit disconnected, smoking pounds just to cope. Reading between the lines sometimes gets hard. 1% of the U.S. is locked behind bars while the richest in the world try to flee the earth to Mars. This hip-hop is life. It's the only thing that's nothing in this world is really as it seems in this program. Reality, inception of our dreams. When we finally break free of the matrix, we will see that our fate is entwined in a web of silent screams.
We walk around like zombies in a dream state. My life a panic attack and I just want a clean slate. OGs made the rules and we just follow the code. Programmed like computers with the hollowest souls. I'm out of my dome. Self-medicate to kill the pain. Best to leave me alone or take this drill to your brain. I'm really insane, but so is the rest of the population. But they say you ain't crazy if you know that you crazy. Wait up! I wake in the morning and dread facing the world. Working 9 to 5, don't cut it, so I'm slinging that girl. Risking my life just to put a fucking dollar in my pocket. And none of this shit's real, but I'll pop you for a profit.
Nothing in this world is really as it seems in this program. Reality, inception of our dreams. When we finally break free of the matrix, we will see that our fate is entwined in a web of silence.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape addict.
If you thought I was a hustler, you thought right. I don't care what gang you in, you better talk right. It's not in quotation marks if I got off white. Things went left, but I made it out alright. If you thought I was a hustler, you thought right. I don't care what gang you in, you better talk right. It's not in quotation marks if I got off white. Things went left, but I made it out alright. Color guard, huh? I'm waving a pole. New guns for the beef, that's old. I'ma separate the crowd when I clap pole. Should I separate myself or his body from the soul? Got the chicken from moving and sticking, that's a skewer. I apologize, shorty, I text faster for a user. I want newer, I treat a hoe like I never knew her. When it come to friends, you gon' end with fewer.
You ever look inside your circle and you find more circles? Lay sun down if the price do hurdles. Every bar don't get across like turtles. If you jump in sets, you should jump out a plane over land with no parachute. Celebrate when he land. Yay with me, not dressed like the clan. Play with me, leave you right where you stand. If you thought I was a hustler, you thought right. I don't care what game you in, you better talk right. It's not in quotation marks if I got off white. Things went right, but I made it out alright.
DJ King Flow.
It's artificial, realist, linguistics, riddle spitting like ballistic missiles. Now move it smooth like static needles in the groove. The point of view like Cali skies through alleyways and avenues. We're checking in, the world turns like the record spin. Begin again, seconds on my retina, numbers tatted on my skin. And turn these letters to photography, you know the raft. Half machine to contrast the brass off the phonograph. Corner corridor narrator, gathering my data. Too many fake invaders, taking switcher like a crossfader. I blend the grammar bars, a mixture slick like ice and liquor. Poking how it's spoken when the mic connects to mixers. I integrate my interface, a race to imitate. Embrace the time, the culture, only 45s on dinner plates. I leave the scene as cautious, flawless is the process. Oftentimes these artists, nauseous garbage leaving in the coffin.
Sound sifter, causing skull fractures, thought fracking and mapping the inroads of epiphanies. The right idea spitter, even when split in a prism energy. Refracted, dispersed, refracted again, emerging differently. Simply put, I'm here to help. Gift is not your enemy, but I need to crack the surface, then isolate your deficiency. So hold still as we drill into your consciousness. It's deeper than the typical surface responses. It's pivotal, forever change, rearrange. You'll never be the same after experiencing lyricism that stimulates the brain. Your inner China rich octane in the vein drain. I bleed it out like rain that floods the whole terrain.
Clowns only wanna act hard when it's convenient. Make a
DJ King Flow, Mixtape Addict.
Everything good, man. Welcome to the Mixtape Addict Radio Show, man. We here, you know, connecting the dots from France to the US, man. You know how we do it. I'm your host, King Flow. Today, my special guest is producer Kid Cold Quest in the building. How's your day going so far?
How's everybody doing, man? Nah, it's going good. I can't complain, man.
Good shit, man. Good shit. Always working, man. I've been receiving those emails, you know, always good music. So I had to play it on the show, and I had to have you on there, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, man.
You already
know. Shout out, man. Thanks for the love, man.
Yeah, man. You know, gotta represent, man. Gotta, you know, show love to the one who deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they keep putting the work in like you. So,
you know,
it's only right, man. You know, it's the Mixtape Addict show. I have a tradition in the show. I have to ask you, who is your all-time favorite DJ, bro?
My all-time favorite DJ? I'm going to have to go with DJ, like DJ actually cutting and everything. Damn, I got a lot.
Yeah, you can give me a top three, you know, if you prefer.
Top three, yeah, definitely gotta go with DJ Scratch, DJ Babu.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely probably gotta give it to DJ Spinner. No. Damn, it's only. Yeah, DJ Spinner. I could go on for days, man.
Yep. DJ Spinner, it's nice that you mention him because not a lot of people tell me DJ Spinner. I used to have some, like, jazz remixes that he did, like, back in the end of the 90s, early 2000s. He's always been killing stuff, man.
Yeah, like, yo, I, DJ Spinner, man, I remember when I was first put onto him, I was like in ninth grade with the group the Jigmasters. That, you know, that album that they put out, that joint, like, you know, that influenced me a lot.
Yep.
Especially the joint that they had with Eminem back in the day, that how did that joint go? You probably know what joint I'm talking about though, but
I don't remember the title, but I remember that, man. What I liked about DJ Spinner is that he was unique, you know, like he had his very, very own style, you know, compared to some other DJs, you know, like you could recognize a Spinner remix when you hear it.
Yeah. And another DJ too, I can't believe I left him out, DJ Spinbad.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely was another one that I loved.
Yeah, man.
I go for days.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. Especially, you know, you have different categories. You know, when I say DJ, I like to have like the instinctive answer, you know, like the first names that comes to your mind when you hear the word DJ. But it's so many DJs, man, like DJs, producer, turntablist, mixtape DJs, club. You know, it's so many to name, man. So many.
Now, that's a fact. It's a lot.
Yeah, man. And I have another mixtape question for you. I think I know the answer already, but I'm still going to ask it. Do you miss the mixtape format?
Yes, I do, man. Like, it's funny. We were just talking about that here the other day. I was talking with my man, Mook the Truth. Shout out to Mook. Mm-hmm. We were just building on a lot of stuff, and we were talking about that. Like, how the mixtapes, that was a good way of promoting the music and getting artists discovered and everything. Like, I think that's something that the game is really missing right now. That's why a lot of stuff is the way it is now, because a lot of people don't realize, like, people keep like, yo, everybody sounds the same. Like, yeah, you got this side of people that's following current trends. It's just like back in the day. But then when you had the mixtapes, some underground mixtapes, this is a whole different world of artists, producers, that was on the come up that people really ain't know about, that these mixtapes introduce people to. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think that's definitely an important element that we're missing right now. DJs cutting up the songs on the mixtapes, out in the streets, from, like, the street grind.
Yep.
Word of mouth.
I know some dudes that went, like, almost platinum in the streets, man, without no major deal, just selling out the trunk or selling in the moms and pop stores, you know, all that. Dudes that almost sold a fucking million copies. It's crazy.
Yeah, like, it's, yo, that was a whole, like, the younger generation, that's something that they did not get a chance to experience. The probably closest to that they probably got to experience that probably would have been Dat Piff. Probably would have been the closest for them discovering the mixtape, hustle and everything, but other than that, like, actually being out in the street physically and interacting with people and, you know, chilling and people getting to know you personally and everything, and you building that connection, like, it's not like that no more.
Yep, I agree, man. It's something that's missing, you know, like building human relationships, you know what I'm saying? Like grinding, talking to people, networking, shaking hands, all that, you know?
Yeah, like, I miss them days. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, thing that got me put onto that was my older brother. He was a DJ. He used to DJ for the college radio show, the hip hop shows at on the Rochester U of R, the WRUR or 88.5 WRUR, and like, he used to always, even himself, like, he'd get all his music, he'd put his mixtapes together, and he'd press up his CDs. And I remember, like, he'd give me a bunch of CDs. I'd be all up in school selling them joints. Mm-hmm. And putting people, like, I'm putting kids, like, people my age at the time on to, like, 50 when he was first coming up. Like, a lot of people ain't know about 50 Cent like that around where I was on growing up at. So I was passing these mixtapes out, people getting put onto them. They get hip to artists like Saigon, Jay Dilla's. Like, I remember the Jay Dilla, when I was trying to introduce people to Jay Dilla, like, it's like, it's crazy how things go. Because, like, I remember when I first was doing that, a lot of people, like, they didn't get into it. But years later down the road, for some odd reason, like, it just, people started falling in love with Jay Dilla stuff. But I remember, like, I was introducing people to a lot of that, Ruckus, a lot of the Ruckus stuff, the Loud, when they had their little mixtape things going on, Lyricist Lounge, sound bombers and all. Like, I remember all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's, you know, like classics, man, that you had to know. You had to do your research and know about those things, you know. Like you mentioned Saigon, for example. That's a great example. You know him, guys like Papoose too. You know, I'm also thinking about True Life, Aguila, you know. Those MCs, that, man.
There's so many of them. And that was just that time. That was just a great time. Mm-hmm. So much dope artists and all that. Even if the artist is already established, they still like Ghostface and all them. They had they stuff that was on the mainstream radio and all that, but they also had a bunch of underground stuff people didn't know about, and people was getting hip to that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that was a way to discover new music, and I think, you know, back then, even in the Dead Piff days, you had to be a hustler, you know, have that hustle in you. It's not just gonna come by a miracle, you know. You gotta, you know, like kick doors, you know. So like we say, network, shake hands. It was a different type of mentality that nowadays, I think it's missing a little bit. You know, nothing wrong with technology and everything that's happening now, but that, you know, it's important to have that in you, have that also, that passion, that vision, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I believe, like, that's how it should be carried out. Because, like, the thing with a lot of people nowadays, I noticed too, a lot of people like to try to take shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
You can take all the shortcuts you want. Okay, you can take all the shortcuts, and, you know, for those who just were trying to do it for the money, all right, you can take all the shortcuts that you want. That money at that time, though, if you're not smart with it, that's just temporary for that moment.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't got that drive to try to build history from the ground up. Because, like I said, money can come when it comes, but the fun and important part is building that history. So then when your time do come, and then your time to step away and let the next person come do their thing, and then years later, people go back down that road and they can always be like, yo, I remember when that dude was doing this, that, and the third, which got him to this point, which led him to that point, and he mingled with these people over here, got them on. Like people don't like trying to do the groundwork no more. They've tried to find somebody who's already putting it down themselves and try to leech off of it, and then try to bum off of that grind, off of the next person, and take that shortcut, thinking that they're going to establish themselves, but it don't work like that, because it's like, you know, if you ain't building the history and you ain't putting the grind down and you ain't going at it hard and going full force with it and leaving a mark and an impact, it's like, what did you do?
Yep, I agree with that. Even if a guy like gets like a hot single and it ends up being a super worldwide hit, it's cool, but what are you going to do after that? You know, if you don't put the groundwork, you gotta keep working, you gotta feed the people something, because if you just happen for a miracle and you get lucky, the miracle happens, you still gotta work after that, or you gonna go bad, you know what I'm saying?
And that's perfect what you just said, because a lot of people don't ask themselves, like, you know, you get a situation going on right now for the moment, then when that situation, that moment dries up, it's like, okay, yeah, you made it to this point, what's next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's the mentality I always carry. Like, no matter whatever I achieved or whatever, like, I never got comfortable, get big headed off it, be like, oh, yo, I made it. Like, nah, man. Like, all right, for that moment, I conquered that moment. What's next for the next moment?
Yep. I agree with you, man. And talking about what's next, I know you're always working, you know, you're always producing bangers. And you just dropped some tracks. I played the one with RJ Payne and Pretty Bully. But what's coming next after that, man? I know you got a lot in your bag.
Oh, man, I got this whole summer, me and my man Azariah, we knocked out two Young Black and Gifted projects. We got one it's pretty much done. Just waiting for one more song to get mixed down, and then I'm gonna start putting that together. But that project's gonna have to be called Seize the Moment. And then we got another one that we're gonna probably drop later on down the road next year called Stages of Reality. Mm-hmm. So we got those two projects. So outside of the group, I got projects with Bodie James' nephew, 2100 Bags. His project Ghetto Poetry, that's done. Me and Tito Lopez, we got a project, the 808 Theory, that's almost done. It's in the final stages, putting final touches on that. Shout out to 2100 Bags, Tito Lopez. My man Mook the Truth from out in Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
from Paul Town. We literally just knocked out a whole project Saturday.
Okay.
He drove over here. We was in the booth for probably damn near almost 16 hours, just recording songs and stuff, building and everything. And then I also I was going to do another compilation project, but I kind of scrapped that. So now I got a bunch of singles that I'm going to be dropping here and there too. So people could be on the lookout for them songs. Right now, I just dropped the Ferocious, you were just talking about earlier, the Pretty Bully and RJ Payne. About to actually release that visual today for that.
Okay.
Me and Pretty Bully, we've been talking about getting another project started. Me and my brother Sight, because he can do beats too. Speaking of that, the Mook the Truth project, that's going to be fully produced by both me and him. And then there's another artist from here named V Secrets, the Hood Diva. We got a project that we started with her. I actually got to reach out to her, see how she's doing with the writing process. And damn, what else, man? It's so much stuff I've been working on. Mm-hmm. Keeping busy.
Yeah, that's dope, man. And where do you get like the inspiration and the motivation to go so hard? You know, because it's not everybody that can actually, you know, be so active and at the same time still do quality music. You know, you're very active, you drop a lot of music, and it's always called quality work. How do you make that happen, bro?
The inspiration, really, man? Like, the inspiration comes from all the sacrifices I made. Like, you know, I graduated school back in 05, but I always had this music in me, you know, wanting to do this music stuff. And every opportunity that I got, I mean, when I was younger, like, you know, opportunities to save up money, get equipment, and do whatever I got to do to make this come true and get this going. Like, I actually skipped my school graduation for a job that I had landed that was paying, like, back in that time, like, $23 an hour, so I could save up, get new equipment, you know, have money to cop new records to get samples and all that. So, you know, the sacrifices, you know, a lot of sleepless nights, being up all night making music, skipping out on a lot of stuff that I should have been, that I was supposed to be doing at that age, partying and all that, going to club, like a lot of that stuff, like I sacrificed for this music. And you know, there's a lot of other things I did too that I did sacrifice to keep the music going. So like, that's my drive to keep going, because I always said to myself, if I stop, I pretty much wasted my life doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So I gotta keep that going.
Yep.
That's my biggest inspiration in right there.
It's a work of a lifetime, you know, when you have goals like that as a producer. It's not something that you can stop. Just like you said, if you stop, it's like you did nothing in your life and just cannot afford that. So you got to keep going strong and keep opening doors, paving the way, you know. So much respect to you, man.
Thanks, man.
And what have been like the biggest challenges in your career?
Biggest challenges, man. Not getting discouraged. That's something I always tell a lot of up-and-comers, like, yo, especially with producers, because a lot of people think, like, you know, when you come in, yo, let me try to get on with the person that's already established and the big name, and that's where the discouragement and the disappointments come in, when you try to go for those high-caliber people, because it's the turnarounds and the BS games that people play that try to get you into the rooms with them people. And it's like, yo, on a producer side, like, do you really want to sit here and make beats all night? And out of all them beats and all this time you putting in trying to get it to a person that's like a Jay-Z or whatnot, and you putting all this time and effort into it to send this demo of beats or whatever out just for somebody to be like, yo, they never heard it, or it didn't get to them, or your objective ain't been completed, and you just like, damn, man, I wasted all this time. It's like, nah, don't aim at those big name dudes. Focus on the up and coming dudes that's building it from the ground up and coming up, because those are the ones eventually sooner than later is gonna eventually be in that place that you're trying to, you know, you're trying to get to, and building with them while they at the struggle period, trying to establish everything. That's the best time to work with them, because now, not only are you building a relationship, but you're developing the chemistry with them, and you got that strong bond. So I always tell dudes, like, yo, don't try to go after these big name artists. I mean, like I said, don't get me wrong, if you happen to get that opportunity, it is an open door, and that target is right there, go for it. But don't make that your main goal. But build up from the ground up and establish yourself with the next up and coming dudes. So that way, you know, F a placement. You got music, y'all making music together, it's getting out together. And as you continue to drop and continue to do things, everything is going to always level up and you're going to get all them followers and those new fans and people's going to get hip to you. And then eventually you might get into a position where that person that you was trying to reach to get at, that's in that position that's way out, reach out to you because now you're doing something and they're like, oh shit, this person right here now can help me stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell them that. And that goes for the artists too. Like, you know, build with the other up-and-coming artists, up-and-coming producers. Just keep building and don't just try to, you know, run directly to the one that you already seen on TV or in the magazines and all that that's established. Because 9 times out of 10, you know, they work and grind out and did what they had to do to get to that level. So they're not looking back unless you really got something that interests them and they want to invest that time to trying to help you and help you get put on. But 9 times out of 10, they stay in the circle with the people that they are at the same level with and keep their business going.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much. That's what I always tell dudes, like, that placement stuff, a lot of people had quit making music because of that discouragement.
Yeah, I understand that. But like you said, I think it's better for the creative process to work with a non-signed artist, you know, somebody that's still struggling and somebody that you can share knowledge with, you can share a vision and you can create something instead of working with a big name artist, which is cool. But like you say, he already has his own lane. He got his own business going on. It's not going to be the same process of creating music. And if you really want to create something unique, something magic, that's going to stand the test of times, it's gotta be with an underground artist, man.
Yeah, cause like an example I always use for that too is Rocky Five with what's his name? Like very few people get those opportunities to work with a legend, like, you know, somebody has a legendary status. How what was the dude's name? I can't remember that boxer name that ran to Rocky and Rocky helped him out. But once again, that's the perfect example. You know that he eventually got to a position where he could have helped, you know, Rocky. And that's why I always tell people, like, yo, focus on the up and coming more and keep that going and establish that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Real talk, man. And talking about, you know, building and, you know, like the test of times and all that, like, what do you think is the secret to longevity?
The secret to longevity is pretty much being you, doing what you believe, not trying to follow any trend, because, you know, trends are a moment for the moment. Something could be hot right now. Tomorrow we could talk, it's old. So now you got to go back and try to rebrand yourself and try to reinvent yourself. Nah, you stay original. You stay true to what you do. And don't try to do what everybody else is doing and stay in your own lane. That's going to carry you on. Like Ninth Wonder, he's a perfect example of that.
Yep.
On the producer side, because he never switched up his sound. He never tried to do what everybody else was doing. He was making what he liked making. And think about it, now, we about what? Almost 25, 30 years later, he's still established and making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he never switched up.
Yep. You know, people get to him for a certain style of beats. You know, like, you're not going to hit up Night Wonder looking for you know, like some grimy Alchemist or Rock Mossy type shit. You want that soulful, you want that special energy. So, you know, he found his own lane. And I think having your own lane is maybe the most difficult thing to have as an artist, as a beat maker, as a rapper, even as a painter, any type of art. Finding your own lane is the hardest thing. What you think about that?
No, that's a fact. Cause, like, you know, going back to Ninth Wonder, even Alchemist, we could put Alchemist in there too. He always stayed doing what he did. Because he was always doing, you know, the hard-hitting, grimy, gritty stuff. And then he did the other stuff on the side here and there. So he had his, he was balanced. But here's another one, because they both came around at the same time. But going back to Ninth Wonder, well, Ninth Wonder and Alchemist, they both kind of mastered that, because now, all right, at one point, because they had those symptom periods, Ninth Wonder would be producing for these big name established people. Then it might be a time where they'd be like, oh, the sound's switching up. you know, in the retreat back, and all right, now I'm gonna focus back on these up and coming guys that's underground. Yep. Keep that going, just like Alchemist do.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, they perfect examples for that.
Yep. And it's about staying true to the culture too. It's not about just chasing the big names, you know. Like we said before, man, if we can build something with people that actually believe in your story, believe in the vision that you have, you gotta go for it. And that's what you're doing with the many artists that you work with. And I can't wait to hear something, or maybe a European artist, man. What you think about the whole European hip hop scene out there?
Yo, they got some dope dudes. Actually, I got a joint with Juggernaut.
Mm-hmm.
From the UK. We knocked out a joint about a year ago. I might be releasing that pretty soon, actually, too. So that's definitely going to be coming out pretty soon. The name of that song is called Take the Stairs. Big shout out to Juggernaut.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely killed that joint. But yeah, nah, there's a lot of dope artists over in Europe.
Yes, sir. And are you planning on coming out there any day, anytime soon? You know, like to get some different inspiration, or get to work with those people in real life, you know, and maybe create some magic while you're out there.
Yeah, now that's one of my goals, man, to try to knock out pretty soon is take an overseas trip and, you know, experience different territories and stuff. Because I've always been that kind of person. Like, I like to see different scenery. I get inspired by scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I don't know. I've always been like that. Like, I like seeing different things, different environments, and seeing how, you know, how things go over here, how they do things on this side. Oh, things on this side is different. It just inspires you. It opens your mind up more.
Yep, for sure. It opens your mind, and you become another man. You come back to the U.S. with a different mindset. You know, different pictures in your head, different inspiration to make you maybe do some different type of beats. You never know, man.
Yeah. Well, now, that's definitely something I'd love to do pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Me and Azra, we talk about that all the time. Even Pretty Bully, she talks about going overseas all the time, man. Because, you know, a lot of people overseas respect, it seems like a lot of people overseas respect hip-hop a lot more, like the underground and stuff. Respected a lot more than, you know, people over here in the States.
Yeah.
So it's definitely be a good thing to experience and see.
Yep. You're right, man. You know, I always tell this story about that one time I was talking to Master Ace, and he told me he was doing sold out shows in Europe, and sometimes in his own country he was rocking in front of maybe 30, 50 people, which is sad, you know.
Yeah. It's sad. No, like you said, it's sad because there's a lot of talented dudes here that make incredible. Like Master Ace is probably one of my top favorites. Now, when it comes to putting albums together, like, he really perfects those albums. Like, he puts some albums together so good that when you listen, when you zone out the Master Ace album, you just chilling, especially taking a long train ride from Rochester to New York City. I throw on Disposable Arts. Mm-hmm. And as I'm just dozing off and zoning out, it's like a movie. It's like you in a movie listening to his album. Like, you can picture everything in the songs, the descriptions and everything, and it's just well put together.
Yep.
I don't think he ever put out an album that I didn't like.
Yeah, he knows how to make albums for sure, man. He never misses, and he always surrounded himself with the best beat makers, you know. So shout out to the OG Master Ace, man.
And I think
personally, you know, sometimes people, they say that the Wu-Tang might be the best hip-hop group of all time, but let's not forget about the Juice Crew, man. Master Ace, Kane, Biz Markie,
Craig G,
Kool G Rap. Well, you know, the list is long, my bro.
Yeah. I actually got a couple, another thing too with singles. I got so many, like, I'm about to start putting some of my older stuff back in rotation too. I got a joint called New York Rep the Hardest, actually featuring Craig G, Pumpkinhead, PH from the Brooklyn Academy. We did these joints a while back. Sean Don, that was down with Little Brother and all. Like, I'm going to take all them songs and put those back in rotation. Because another thing I'll be telling people too, a lot of artists, they think, like, you know, you're dropping all this music. Like, you putting out tons of music, song after song after song after song. Dropping something every week or probably every other day. And I be telling people, like, yo, you got to realize, like, yo, just because you put that out a year or two ago, and you kept dropping that consistently, all right, yeah, you drop it consistently, but you're not keeping it in rotation. And people tend to, especially the attention spans nowadays, people forget about it. So I think it's our job to keep that music circulating. Whether if I just dropped the Ferocious today, and I had dropped a joint like, say, a joint with Pretty Bully last year, still keep them songs in rotation from last year, because what I dropped last year might end up hitting harder than Ferocious hit. You never know. Like, it takes time for people to digest something and get put onto something. So I always tell people, keep all that music you drop in circulation.
Yeah, man. You got to go hard. You know, still promote your stuff. Even if you dropped that shit a year ago, 2 years ago, it don't matter, because, you know, it might be old to you, but it's still going to be new to a lot of people. So we can't stop, man.
You got to keep going. Got to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. And I know you talked about the stuff that you're working on, man, but what can we wish for you, man? Like, 2026 is right there, you know, around the corner. So what can we wish for you in 2026 and the years after that?
Man, just a lot of good music coming. Gonna keep a lot of good music coming. Keep the grind going, man, and not stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell, another thing I tell artists too, no matter how bumpy that road get, you know, sometimes you gotta take sometimes setbacks is be the best thing, because when you get a little setback, that open your mind up to think a little bit more harder than you were before that setback. And then you coming up with new and better ideas that's gonna help you go even further. So don't ever take a setback as a discouragement or a break or feel like, you know, oh man, I ain't been inspired to make music. Cause I had a dry spell for like a good couple years. Back when the boom bap stuff started resurging. It was starting to pick up again. Like, it was weird because the first 3 years of that beginning of the years, my run slowed down for a minute. And, you know, I was feeling discouraged and I was feeling like, damn, am I done? Did I play out? Did I fall off? But necessarily, it wasn't no fall off or none. That was me rebranding, rebuilding myself, and getting ready to strike when the time was right. And I think I'm going even harder now than I was then. And I'm keeping it circuit. Like, you learn a lot.
Yep. So, you're going to keep evolving and keep pushing the boundaries of music, man.
Yeah, man. You know, just keep going. Don't let them little setbacks have you feel discouraged, because sometimes you need them breaks, because this music thing, sometimes it do mentally become draining.
Yep.
You need to fall back. You got to experience life. You got to, you know, you got to do certain things. And then when the time is right, you know, the talent and the drive and all that's going to come right back to you.
Yep.
Like Space Jam.
Uh-huh, yep. It's all a cycle, man. You know, sometimes you might feeling like quitting, but you can't never really do that, because hip-hop is in our blood, man.
Yeah.
It ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. This is what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we only have a few minutes left in this convo, man. Do you have any last words for your fans across the globe?
Oh, yeah, man. Everybody follow Kid Quad Quest. From day one to now, I appreciate you all. Please keep supporting. As long as you keep supporting, I'll be able to still be able to put all this good music out for you to enjoy. Big shout out to, I could do some shout outs too. Big shout out to DJ King Flo, man. I appreciate this.
Thank you, man.
I definitely appreciate this, man. Big shout out to my man DJ Chris G. Big shout out to my brother DJ Syke, Curtis Coke, Pretty Bully, 2100 Bags, Azariah. Big shout out to my man G Fisher, D Dave. I want to give a big shout out to DJ Ace, my man DJ Joku, Evo D. Big shout out to, I'm trying to keep this apart. I always forget somebody. This will always be like, big shout out to everybody that's been tuning in with Kid Quad Quest, Young Black and Gifted. And yeah, man, we're just going to keep it going and keep all this music coming, man. Oh, big shout-out to Big Shug, Gangstar Foundation.
Yes, sir.
Big shout-out to Big Shug. And Singapore Kane, too.
Yeah, man. Shout-out to the OG. Shout-out to everybody supporting the movement, man. That was a pleasure to have you on. You know, you always put out some dope music. Make sure you keep sending them bangers to my email. We'll be there to play them in the Mixtape Attic show. And thanks for your time, bro. We're out of here. Peace.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Salute, bro. Take care.